Welcome to Bible Principles with Dr. Gene Getz.
Today I'd like to say a word to fathers, and in talking to you, I'm also talking to myself. And of course, if you're not a father yet, please listen in. The facts are a self-willed father can be devastating and discourages children. Though this is certainly true for both parents, it's particularly applicable to us as fathers, which is why Paul wrote to the Ephesians, "Fathers, do not provoke your children to anger, but bring them up in the discipline and instruction of the Lord." Paul made a similar statement in his letter to the Colossians. "Fathers, do not exasperate your children so that they will not lose heart." In essence, Paul is saying that a self-centered and self-willed father can easily create intense anger and resentment in his children. This shouldn't surprise us, of course, because this kind of behavior creates anger and resentment in all of us. Actually, I'm amazed at how often we expect children to tolerate our adult weaknesses and immature behavior even to a greater degree than we tolerate the same kind of behavior in ourselves or in other adults. If we're honest, most of us as fathers have made this mistake. I know I have. In essence, we sometimes expect our children to respond more maturely than we do. Yes, we are to discipline our children, always making sure that our approach is in alignment with the age of our children. But let's remember that no matter what their age, it's God's will that we demonstrate gentleness and sensitivity in our relationships with our children.
The Bible principle you have heard today comes from the new multimedia edition of The Measure of a Man, written by Dr. Gene Getz. For more information about The Measure of a Man, which includes 42 videos by Gene, go to BiblePrinciples.org.